All right, I hear that we are live now on BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Welcome to this episode, The Wild Card with Win Free, located in Sedona, Arizona. Monday evening, 1 hour. Today it is July the 6th, 2020. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in the small town of Los Molinos, California. To me, it is a blessing to be part of this group, getting together on conference calls and radio shows simultaneously. I think the work that is being provided by Terry Brown and Win Free is something magnificent slash life-changing for those who are interested. And to whom it resonates. So let's see what happens tonight. We never know on the Monday evening what's going to happen. And of course, right after this show at 7 p.m. Pacific, we go over to a different conference call, as this is currently a simulcast of this radio show with a conference call. At 7 p.m. we go to a conference call only. That is our daily whole planet healing gathering, where we mingle together initially on the phone line. After a while, we mute the phone lines and Win either reads an excerpt from the channeled materials, or he plays a recording, usually a couple of minutes, where after either Win leads the planetary visualization, where we put issues into the love light. And what we have lately been doing is that Win opens up all the mics and the audience can come up with requests for the love light to be going to. What we focus on is surrounding earthquakes or potential earthquakes with love light, the Ring of Fire, the New Madrid Faults, and the Atlantic Faults, and also like economical issues, global issues, surroundings with a love light. We also thank our planet, Mother Earth. She has come, her consciousness has been participating with us on the conference calls through Terry Brown. Good evening. Someone else joined in over here. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Antonio. How is everybody?
Good, good.
Good here.
And the next caller, good evening to you. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And I heard another thing. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil from Seattle.
Welcome, Sea Serpent.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy Cecil.
Hi, Antonio.
Or is it Daddy Serpent?
You wouldn't believe. My wife got me up at 3 o'clock and then again at 5. Wouldn't go to sleep. She was hungry.
Uh-oh.
Had to get up and feed her.
Welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome,
hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are you doing, Jeannie?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hi, Grandma White Dove. Welcome.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Antonio.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer. Good evening.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi, everyone.
And I welcome all those that have joined in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you, and welcome to this Monday's Wild Card with Winfrey and Terry Brown.
Thank you.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, hi, Janine.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, is Wynn going to do a recording tonight? Or we don't know yet.
We don't know. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Well, hi, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Yeah. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
And if you just joined in online through BBS, good evening to you. Welcome. We'll be starting here briefly.
Hello, everybody on BBS.
Hey, Antonio.
Hi, Lauren.
How goes it at your end?
Good. I was sick for about a week, but...
Yeah?
I am back.
Yay.
Yes.
Giving everybody a hard time, eh?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing better.
Thank you. It felt like somebody was sending me healing, or people were sending me healing, and I could feel it.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Thank you, everybody. Hi.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
And I did a little fasting, too, because when I was sick, I didn't eat for, like, 5 days.
That's a long time.
It's a lot of fasting.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you.
As long as you don't get dehydrated.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you would like to do so, we welcome you.
Welcome. So, Antonio, were you drinking a lot of fluids in that time period?
I was not. Maybe on day 4 and 5, but not every time I try to drink something, it would
reverse.
Come back. Yeah, it would reverse.
Oh.
I was gonna say it would go up north.
Up to squim. Southern squim, that is.
And when I wasn't eating anything, so I think it was just stomach acid.
Oh, wow.
And I had a problem with that, like, in sixth grade. I'd always be getting sick at school.
Oh.
And then
was
in seventh grade.
Was it a particularly stressful grade for you?
No.
Terry, any clue about when?
Yep. He's on it.
All right.
He should be there momentarily.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. He's probably getting something ready.
Phil, just... Go ahead.
Now, Phil, this so far so good. How about your end?
Very good. Very good.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
And for those that have just joined in online, thank you for being here. We'll be taking off in just a moment. Getting the engines started.
Mm-hmm. In one momento. One momento, por favor.
This is whole.
Hey, Antonio.
Chilling.
Yes.
You remember your dream about the dragon?
Yes.
Could you state it again right now, briefly?
It was a baby dragon, and it was a spirit of a baby dragon, and I was trying to cross it over, and this old lady wanted to take it from me, and there was a family, and it looked like it was a family of spirits who were helping me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
And you're
yeah.
welcome. And it, like where we were, it looked like it was like a big supermarket.
Ah. Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay. I'll see what I can come up with.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I think that's wind. Yes, it is. I could hear you barely. You're really low, Wynn.
There we go.
Ah.
More better.
I couldn't hear you, but I could feel you.
It's Wynn. Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Anthony, your number comes up. Like Ant-to-ni.
Tony?
No. Ant, like A-N-T-T-O-E-K-N-E-E. Can you believe that?
No.
A lot of people call me Anthony, Tony. Some people call me Antonio. But the first time when I came on the call, I said, I think I'll use my real name.
Good name.
Antony.
This is October 29th, 2012,
with Free in Sedona,
Mary in Sedona, all of you. And
that's really
honoring, life. Honoring free will, they start dealing with the, they tell you conversation.
Good evening.
Hi, hi, this is Debbie, California.
Hello, Debbie, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie, it's you, woo.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, John.
No word from Eddie?
How are you? Anybody have anything exciting to report?
That means no.
I started to read your email about Benjamin Franklin. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I made all that up.
Well,
I made it up.
It
wasn't true.
Made up well.
Yeah.
I've been looking at some tweets lately, and somebody said that, I think it was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or John F. Jr., whichever guy's out there, saying that Mexico might be banning glyphosate by 2024. They're phasing it out.
Awesome.
Well, you know what? Okay. I can't see how Monsanto is going to stay in business. Okay.
Good.
I can't see it. I mean, you know, they keep selling it. There's lawsuits piled up the wazoo, and I would think there's new lawsuits that are going to be coming in because they keep selling it.
Well, they got to sell it to make money to pay off the lawsuits.
Yeah, well, I mean, sooner or later, it's not going to work. But
it's called a pyramid scheme.
Right.
Yeah, and they cut out. Because they went to Bayer, and they said, hey, Bayer, we've got the greatest stuff going. We've got seeds, and we've got pesticides,
so
and
sold,
it really works.
They sold their company to Bayer, a German company, for $5 billion. And I think they had those lawsuits pending. And somehow, you know, they knew that was going to happen, and Bayer bought it, okay?
And so they got out with tons of money, and they just got out scot-free so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawsuits...
Don't say your name in your city.
Can you try to...
Is it Juan? I think I heard
Juan. Yes, you're all on.
We couldn't hear you. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Do you guys know Jordan Maxwell?
I know of him.
Apparently, he's in a rehab home in Flagstaff, which is 28 miles from us. With a stroke.
I talked to him a half an hour ago, and She was very coherent, and
you talked to him? Did he call you?
I called him. Yeah, I called him, he's still in the rehab hospital. They were talking about letting him out today, but he's still there, and he said he wanted to talk to the doctor and get released tonight, and then have Dr. Ging come up and see him tonight. And so that's, he said he'd call me back as soon as he could talk to the doctor and let me know.
Yeah, did you...
He said he really, really would like to see Dr. Ging.
Oh, you didn't tell
him
that.
About him.
Because Lauren didn't talk to him. Does Raiden know?
Raiden knows. And they're on standby to go up there tonight. And yeah, I should call them up and let them know that I'm still waiting for a call from Jordan.
Mm-hmm. So for anyone that doesn't know, Jordan is like one of the original rebel rousers, okay?
Regarding
secret societies, conspiracies, you know.
Federal Reserve.
You know, he's probably been on George Norrie loads of times. He's talked at a lot of expos. And,
He's a brilliant guy.
He lives in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
He used to live in the valley. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Would you like to say your name and city?
We welcome you.
So I say hello to everybody in BBS. If you notice, we're kind of unprofessional. And we get into flows. Best way to describe it, you know? We get into flows, and we never know what's going to happen. Except today, I think I'm going to do a replay. And some of our replays, a lot of our replays, I can't quite live up to them. We covered so much extraordinary material. Now, let's see. I'm just checking this out before I play it, see what I'm going to play. You know, one thing I'm going to mention, okay? There's a lot of controversy about...
All right, now we're being recorded.
Hang on.
And this is Monday Energy Team. And on Sunday, Brigade Group Energy. She's in services. Archangel Michael. And...
Okay. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Jennifer, again, I got knocked off. Pardon me?
Things are over in the meantime.
Okay.
Welcome back, Jennifer.
Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer, we love you.
Oh, I love you guys, too.
All right.
Love you with all.
We love you. Well, you're just very lovable.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say.
So I was going to say something important here, okay? So
there's a lot of controversy about something.
Well, you know this whole thing about wearing masks. First of all, you know, I don't believe anything they say from the top down. They keep revising it. It looks to me like they want to look like they know what they're doing, and they but they keep revising what's true and what's not true, okay? And so one day they'll say you can catch this thing from surfaces, and the next day they'll say you can't catch it, it's unlikely to catch it from surfaces, okay? And then you should wear a mask. But then they say, but the particles can get through the mask, so the mask doesn't protect you. But then they say, you should wear a mask because if you have it and you sneeze, the water droplets will get everywhere and everyone will get infected. Now, it's obviously contagious because people that are in close quarters tend to get it, okay? You know, like in nursing homes, etc. So it's got to be contagious one way or another. And it seems to me when they say, I was thinking about it today, when they say a mask doesn't protect you, it seems to me that may not be accurate. The reason is if a mask blocks the water droplets from a sneeze, that means that the virus is in the droplets. And even if the virus is very small and can get through a mask, the droplets would probably not get through the mask. So the mask is going to be offering a certain amount of protection. That's what I was thinking of today. And so I think it's a good idea if you go out and you do something out in the world to wear a mask. And particularly if you go to a place where people are compacted or where there's low ceilings, like if there's high ceilings, things will tend to dissipate. But if there's low ceilings, then if there's anything to be spread, it'll be spread fairly easily. Does that make sense?
Washington State now is
no.
given an order that we must wear masks if we're out.
Yeah. No, I don't agree. You don't agree?
Nope.
You don't think you should wear a mask when you're in public?
I think you can do what you want. I think it's a bunch of baloney, the whole thing.
That's what I agree.
I'm still following John Rappaport. I think he's right on the money.
Just try to
Well, you know what? I do think it's a bunch of baloney. I think it's a psyop. I think it's an engineered thing. I think that
It totally is.
I think that they have made it more dangerous than it is.
They're trying to make you think it's more dangerous than it is because they want you to be terribly inconvenienced and terribly sick of the whole thing so that you will take the vaccination willingly.
They want to control you.
It's the vaccination.
I agree with Jeannie. That's the whole point. What they're after is to inject things into people.
Yeah.
Like nanotechnology something.
You know what? I agree underlyingly. Okay, that is true. That they want to give you a virus, or they want to give you a vaccine, and the vaccine is going to be screwy, and Gates and Fauci are full of shit most of the time. In fact, they're more than full of shit. It overflows. And that they're both in cahoots, and I agree with all that. And that the thing about it is
when they say there's 10,000 people that have the virus, then, and that 5% of them die, that would be 500 people out of 10,000. Except there has to be far more people than 10,000, because there's too many people that are not going to turn themselves in, and particularly if they don't have bad symptoms, they won't go and say anything. So 10,000, maybe 50,000, or even 100,000, okay? So,
but
in which
case...
But
the tests aren't accurate either. The tests are not accurate. They're testing positive for COVID, and they don't have any symptoms. They don't have any symptoms because they don't have COVID. The tests are screwy. And they're...
Right. If you had a flu shot in the last 3 years, it's gonna test positive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Was that right?
Right. They're giving people COVID with the flu shot. They're giving them a lot of stuff with the flu shot.
So in any case, I agree with all of that. Okay. I agree with it. But it's just now, maybe there is something that they have deviated to get these things so the news is completely off, because I wouldn't be surprised, because it obviously takes off in nursing homes, unless they're going into nursing homes and spreading it.
But listen to this. They don't allow any family members in the nursing homes. How do you know that they're not just killing them?
I don't know. That's one possibility.
They're paying doctors $13,000 for every time they stamp a death certificate with COVID-19.
Okay, I know I heard that.
How effed up is that?
And then you also have cruise ships, another place. You also have a choir somewhere where somebody sneezed and everybody got it, you know? Yeah. Maybe those are all things which are faked. Maybe they are, and I wouldn't put it past them. But you know what? To me, from my perspective, it's a small price to pay when you go into a crowded environment to put on a mask. Not a big deal. I mean, I need a little less oxygen, okay? But it's not like that's such a big sacrifice. And you know, for me, I'm very concerned because Terry is not strong. And there's no way I want to bring that back of the house and have Terry get sick. You know, I don't want to take a chance. I mean,
right.
I know there's a huge amount of stuff that's a crock of shit. But if I go out into the world, I'll put on a mask, I'll wash my hands, and I'll do those things. It's not a big, not a big price to pay. All right.
Yeah,
take off
the mask when you're away from people.
I do. Or I take off the mask as soon as I get in the car, or even if I'm walking outside, right? And if you want to go out, who knows if 6 feet is accurate? Who knows? I think they just put numbers in hats and pull them out, okay? But, you know, it's probably better than 2 feet anyway. And 10 feet is probably better than 6 feet, okay? But, you know, still, even though there's so many things that are a crock of shit, even though the percentage of deaths is probably lower, even though the doctors are mocking, you know, like putting deaths on death certificates that are not COVID, right? Even though they may be dropping it from chemtrails. And, you know, what I'm concerned about, this is a dry run for something that is far worse. You have to keep your eyes open, okay? I mean, they are ruthless. They are ruthless. And they are getting away. I mean, I'm amazed at observing all of this for the period of time, you know, in the last years. Everything from fires in California that don't look like there's any way they could have happened naturally. And probably, I don't know about Australia, okay? But, you know, Agenda 21, you guys probably don't know what Agenda 21 is, do you?
No.
Yes.
I do.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, they have a long range plan to wait a second. Oh, they have a long range plan.
You must.
Bless you.
Good thing nobody's around getting my water droplets. They have a long range plan to move people from the outskirts into the cities and to put them together. And what they're doing, and you can look this up, there's a lot on it. They are paying cities big money to agree to go along with Agenda 21. The United Nations is part of the administration of it. And the United Nations is an arm of the New World Order, okay? That's fairly well known, okay? So, and you can look it up on YouTube. They're, like, for example, they're sending inspectors to a farm, and they're finding things that people have to fix that cost thousands of dollars, or else they have to pay them a big fine. And they're making it so people are being forced to leave their properties and go into, a city. Like, for example, Santa Rosa. Remember Santa Rosa had all those fires, right?
Yeah.
It was one of the cities that was severely damaged during the California fires. And there was an area of Santa Rosa that was completely burned down to a crisp. And that area, with the surrounding streets, was the exact area where they were going to build Agenda 21 buildings, okay? Now, if it wasn't also devious, maybe it would be good, because, like, they'll build these big complexes. They'll put stores underneath them. They'll put public transportation and buses and trolleys around them so they can clump a whole bunch of people in this building and have them all be together. Now, the thing is when you get that many people closed in together, it's easy to destroy them all. All they got to do is put viruses in the air system or something. And it becomes part of the depopulation thing. But it's made to look like it's an environmental thing, that this is something that is, you know, helps to conserve energy, and people don't all use cars. They all have easy public transportation. And, I mean, look it up and read about it. You know, it's like they go into city councils and cities, and they have cities sign off on it. And then they have to follow the agenda. And then they are moving.
Are we recording?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Oops.
All right. Where are you, what's going on, Heinz?
I don't think it's worth recording. It's fear-mongering.
Well, you know what? I don't like to record things like this, okay? Because it's like...
It's good to be aware of this stuff, but we want to focus on the other end, on the love factor.
Yeah. Well, it's good for people to be aware, because they may have to make decisions that are very important, and they don't have, you know, they won't have a clue of what's going on, okay? So we spend a lot of time on the love, and on Monday it's just a casual, what do I call it, wild card night. So, I mean, let's face it, all of you guys, including me, search the internet to see, I wonder what's going on, okay? How many of you do that?
Absolutely.
Once in a while.
I do, every day.
Yes, so I would say that, you know, when you, if more people know about potential negative ideas, it might make it harder for them to execute these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true, okay? I mean...
You got to be aware of the disease to be able to heal it.
Yes. And I mean, I'm amazed. I mean, 3 years ago, I would never believe they could get away with what they're getting away with, okay, right now. And that so many people would be blindsided, even though all this information is available on the net. But they have managed to create this, you know, this...
It isn't
words.
That available because they keep deleting it.
Well, that's true. They are deleting it. But it is available somewhere. There's people that are turning, you know, putting up video, new video platforms that are not censored, okay?
Yeah.
But nobody looks for them or, you know, says, hang on a second.
But, you know, when I started uncovering,
are you talking to us, Wynn? I don't think he is.
No, he said hold on.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you now.
Okay. So I put my battery in my headset, but I must have been
too late. There we go. Now I'm back on. You hear me
now? I can
barely
hear you now.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And I started studying it. I had to know. I had to know what was going on. I mean, particularly because I was being negatively attacked. And I didn't think I was even doing anything except talking to the Elohim. Why are they talking? Why are they attacking me? Why are they attacking Daphne? They don't attack Terry too much because she just hangs out in the heaven realms. And they can't get through her love. And, but I had to understand these attacks. I had to understand it. And I started looking at everything, ETs and things like that. And, you know, When we first started this, somebody asked me, do you believe in ETs? And I would have said, I have no idea. I have no reason to believe in them. But then I had personal experience, and I said, absolutely, absolutely. And that part of all this, these agendas are under the auspices of ETs. Part of the population reduction is under the auspices of ETs. This was in the Carlo Rucker Raw material, where they said, what they do is they get in with the elite, and they make the elite think they're going to be special. They're going to help them get to the top of the thing. And initially, they think they're doing things which are good for the world. And but they have an agenda. How many of you heard of Barbara Marks Hubbard?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know she has publicly said that we have to clean up the world and get rid of all these, I forget the words you use, but all these people, and we have to do it for
useless
God.
Useless eaters. Useless eaters.
She didn't say useless eaters. That was George Bush, okay?
No, that was Henry Kissinger.
Well, in any case, she was saying, she was like a New Age leader. And, you know, I would have had no reason to ever think she was anything less than noble until I read that, or I actually heard it come right out of her mouth. And I said, how could she possibly believe that, you know? In other words, to make it was like Hitler wanting to clean, to have genocide, so only the people with the best genes would be here. You understand?
Yeah.
That's the idea. Well, that was Hitler's total idea, to have supermen. I think he used the word supermen. Am I right? Anyone know about that more than me?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mentioned this before to somebody, probably, I don't, anyway. Bill Gates was on Stephen Colbert's show like a month or so ago, and at the very end of the interview, he was talking about vaccines and stuff, and he used the term final solution. He said it right on the air. He's working for the final solution.
Mm-hmm.
And a weird smirk on his face when he said it.
I mean, Terry, you know, Terry has been a fond of reverse speech. You guys know what reverse speech is?
Yes.
And she started reversing some of Bill Gates' speeches. And Terry, are you there?
Out of his speech, you don't even have to reverse it.
Pardon me?
Yeah,
he says you don't even have to reverse.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I know you don't, but if you reverse it, man, it really... Terry, where are you? God. In any case, he is saying the most incredible things, like, I can't remember, like, nuke everybody or whatever, right? But, you know, when you look at him, he talks out of the corner of his mouth. He doesn't come from his heart. He doesn't come from his being, you know? And you can see, on some level, he's reporting to people.
If he was really worried about overpopulation, he would commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. And another thing to watch out for is that when one of these top people doesn't want to go along with the agenda, they can clone them. And there'll be a reptilian inside them that can access their brain, and they can look just like them, but they're totally, they're not that person anymore. Did you guys know that?
Yep. I didn't know about the reptilian, but I knew about the other.
Yeah.
Well, they are shapeshifters anyway, aren't they? I mean...
Well, no, this is not being a shapeshifter.
No,
you know,
I mean,
the shapeshifter... This, you know,
the reptilians are able to shapeshift to appear to be human.
Well,
but they're...
You know what? I think the way that works is they can be in a higher dimension, and somebody can be seeing them, and they can float. Let me just say, I don't want to, I know I've heard that for a long, long time, and it makes you think they can be in a human body, and suddenly the human body will shift to a reptilian body, right? And
I've heard people say that they've actually seen it happen.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of YouTube. There's a bunch of YouTube stuff that shows, like, newscasters, and they say their eyes change or something. I don't know if it's real or not, but I
think
it's out there.
Right. No, I've seen that. They look like slits and this and that, right?
Yeah, various things.
But
I see it myself in a meeting where all of a sudden I look at one of my colleagues and I see those eyes you described.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very, very odd. And it's not somebody I would suspect this from.
Now, do those people really know they're shapeshifting?
No.
Do they know they're reptilians, you know? I mean, you know, there's part of us that has reptilian bloodlines in ourselves, okay? We do. And it's like... I don't want, you know, I'm not going to say, I do know, I'm reasonably sure that there's a certain breed of reptilian that can take over a human's body and have access to their brain. And supposedly, there's certain people that have had that happen to them. Some people say Madonna, for example, is of that ilk. And perhaps Dick Cheney might have been of that ilk, okay? Perhaps Hillary Clinton was of that ilk, okay? And sometimes... they use a clone to fill in for a person. So both are still alive, but there's two of them replacing each other so they can actually do more and be more places at the same time, okay? So it's complicated. It's just that when you're trying to figure out what's going on, and you look at the world and you see all of this stuff happening, who's making all that noise? Terry, are you back on the line? So that's why it's good to learn how to graduate this realm, and come back sometime in the future. If we can't ground the energy so there's a positive shift, you know, I've heard for years people saying the whole planet's going to shift and everybody on it's going to shift. How many of you think that's true?
Eventually, but not necessarily right now.
Well, it might not be for 20,000 years or 100,000 years, right? It's kind of like saying everybody's going back to God eventually. But in any case, there was a New Age narrative when I was younger that the planet's going to shift. Like, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That was like representing that narrative, right? And, you know, I fell for it. It's like I'm bushy-tailed and wide-eyed and idealistic, and I want to see that happen. And from what I get now, that's not the way it's going to work. It could. Even the Ra group, even in the channelings through Wilcox, they said it's still possible for the whole world to shift. And I will say I think it's still possible, okay? But it doesn't mean you can plan your future as if that's true. And you have to do your best to be part of the creation of that. If everyone did their best to be part of the creation of that, it really increases the chances, okay? But most people stay in their own groove. And they don't go out of it. I mean, even I have to push myself to go out of it. I have to. And I will. And I do. I wouldn't be here now if I didn't push myself. Because you talk about these things, and not only do you get people mad at you, people thinking, I thought this was about God and the Elohim. How come he's talking about this stuff? And there's people that are still in that. Guys, keep an eye on who's making all that noise and mute them. Could you do that, please?
Yes, I'll keep an eye on mute if you...
Thank you. You know, probably being wide-eyed and bushy-tailed keeps you from, in the moment, being afraid, okay? The problem is, if it doesn't happen the way you've heard that it was going to happen, some point in the future, you'll feel betrayed. You'll feel that if that wasn't true, maybe there's no God. Maybe there's not this. And you lose it. But in any case, I guess we're not doing a replay today. Of course, this is being recorded on BBS.
And you'll have 30 seconds to play a replay.
30 seconds. I hope you guys don't mind us me having this kind of conversation with you.
I don't mind.
No, it's good.
I love it.
I mean, I started out with the point, and that really the main point I wanted to make is that this virus is contagious. It is. How it's contagious, you can't trust. But there's too many instances of people that have been in close together quarters where a bunch of them got it. that it's theoretically carried by water droplets from somebody that has it, and that a mask may not keep a virus that's blowing in the air out of your system. But if it's traveling in a water droplet, and if a mask stops the water droplets from somebody that has the virus, then it seems like there's a high likelihood that it'll block the water droplets from getting into your system, and in which case you have a degree of protection. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think it's not a big deal to wear a mask and carry hand sanitizer and follow the rules instead of disregarding it all, okay? I mean, the chances are if you catch it, you're not going to die. It seems to me a very small percentage of people die. And maybe the percentages are so small that we should not even be concerned. But at least,
let's move over to the whole planet healing.
Let's move over. Thank you all for listening. Well, I'm going on my Monday rant. And we'll see you in a moment.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
So for those listening,
Cecil, are you still there?
Yes.
Remind me, when we get on Whole Planet Healing, remind me to tell you something about Alzheimer's, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. I meant to say it here, but I forgot. All right.
You forgot? So, okay. That was a bad sign.
I didn't forget what it. Goodbye.
For those who are listening in online through BBS, we are moving over to our other conference called our daily Whole Planet Healing Gathering. You can join in by dialing 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250513#. Real quick, one more time, 712-770-4340, access code 250513#. Thank you, BBS Radio, for making it possible for us to be heard throughout the world. Love to...
Goodbye.